Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, a few days removed from Steelers-Browns, then we're joined by running back James Conner right now. And I think it's appropriate, James, to start the interview by just kind of asking you how you're feeling, how you're holding up. Left the game with an injury. Can you tell us what kind of injury, the severity of the injury, and how you're feeling right now?
I'm feeling a little bit better. It was actually just the same injury as before. Instead of AC, just trying to push it. Totally my call. I just thought it would be something I could play through. But just being out there, just thinking about it too much and, I feel like having pain with it, trying to throw a stiff arm, couldn't really do that. And then just the impact of regular falling to the ground. The pain was too much, and, I just couldn't go. And so that's kind of just how, I could barely, I had any strength in my whole right arm. So it just, thought I was ready, I took a chance, I wanted to play. I just needed more time.
James, is that something you were feeling right from the first carry of the game, the first touch you got, or was it something that developed and got really severe after, two or three more touches?
No, it's kind of something I felt like after the first play of the game. I was trying to play through it. But then, the pain kind of amplified it a little bit. But like I said, the pain was just a little too much. Like I said, I had the shoulder issue when you're trying to play running back and pass protection and, being hit every time. It's just not ready yet.
So when do you think it will be ready? What's next, James?
Next is just to continue to do what I was doing before. I made drastic progress when it first happened to when I tried to play on it. But I can't. It's, again, for is something I can't put a timetable on. I just have to do what's best for my body and the team. And that's probably many more weeks or games I have to miss. I'm not sure. I can't put a number on it. I have to just continue to attack the rehab like I've been doing. And again, this is a time thing. So, it's got to wait a little bit longer. I wish I did know, but I don't.
Is it rest? Is that what the doctors are telling you is the best remedy for this AC joint thing? Is there anything can you go under the knife? Is there a minor surgery or a procedure that would clear it up? And even though it might put you on the shelf for weeks, it might get you back to 100% once the procedure is over and done with. I mean, what kind of options are they giving you? Is it just rest, James?
Well, you want to strengthen, muscles around it and try to keep your strength and mobility, but only thing that's going to be able to have that ligament healed is time. I can do as much rehab on the outside of it and the muscles around it, keep my shoulder strong, the bicep, tricep, and, the stabilization muscles, continue to strengthen those. But until that ligament is healed a little bit more, then, enabled to take the hit and take falling to the ground and not coming all the way undone again and having pain be almost excruciating, it's just going to take time. So, I'm not going to have to do surgery, but I continue to strengthen the muscles around it and just continue to let time and let that joint heal up. It's only so much you can do from a rehab time.
James, I know you said that you can't put a timetable on it, but do you feel more optimistic knowing your body, obviously, as only you can, about this than you did the first time the injury cropped up this year?
You know, I feel like I know my body pretty well. And so it's going to be a day-by-day thing that I'm just going to continue to work at. And when I feel like, okay, you know, this is – my shoulder is back and I feel like me again, then that's when I'll come back because, you know, this game and the competition, you know, the people we face and – If you anything less than ready out there, it could be catastrophic, you know, and that's as far as, you know, your mind not being in the right place and, you know, your mind on an injury rather than, you know, the task at hand that would need to be done. So, you know, if the mental isn't there, you know, you can't execute properly and all that. So, I know my body, so the next time I step on the field, you know, I don't think it's going to be how it was, and I'm going to be, you know, 100% sure, and I'll be able to play the whole game and really make an impact, make a difference.
You're listening to James Connery. He's brought to you by our friends at Bowser Automotive here on 93.7 The Fan. So then how can you help this team? How can you help the Steelers Sunday in Cincinnati? How can you help them this week get ready for this game, James?
Same old, you know, at this point in the season, you know, guys know what needs to be done. They know how to approach their work week. And so my job right now is going to be full-time just getting healthy and play the best of, you know, ability is availability. So, I mean, Devin's played multiple games, started multiple games. He knows what he's doing. You know, the backs we brought in, you know, what he said, well, Ralph Webb. Ralph was doing great during training camp. Those guys know what's to be expected of them. And that they need to execute. And, you know, there's nothing mystical about it, nothing magical that needs to be done for us. It's just guys going out there, playing fast and executing. And the guys on our team, they know how to do that. So my job is just going to be focused on getting back to, you know, being healthy and so I can get back out there on the field again.
We saw Ben Roethlisberger make the trip to Cleveland, even though he was injured. Do you anticipate that you'll, because it's not, you know, cross-country flight, you know, you're not going anywhere crazy. It's not like the game in Mexico City tonight. Do you think you'll go to Cincinnati just to be there for the guys as a, you know, moral support? You could be an extra coach, so to speak. Is that something you'd like to do Sunday, James?
I'd like to do it for sure, but we'd have to communicate with, you know, our training staff and just make the best possible decision. You know, not going into battle with the guys is very tough, not being there. But that means I have to stay back and, you know, if they want me to continue to attack this rehab, then that's going to be the plan. So we just have to communicate throughout this week and then make a decision. But obviously, you know, I love nothing more than just being there and, you know, being around the guys and just the camaraderie and also, you know, the mindset of, you know, preparing for the game and all that. But we'll put a plan together unless they're still early in the week.
James, I know that you said it's 100% full speed ahead. Only concern is rehab and physically getting right. But you also mentioned some of those guys that are going to be stepping up, and you said they know what's expected of them, needed of them. But you've got the carries and the experience. So when you're in a position where you're rehabbing, you're trying to get healthy, are you watching the film and trying to get tendencies and give them little tips and pointers, maybe extra, more so than usual, to try to just give them everything they could possibly have going into a game like this?
We all do that. You know, we all do that in group settings and in individual settings. And so, you know, we'll have meetings all throughout this week. And, you know, I'll be in the meetings and, you know, that's what we have our running back coach for as well. And, you know, us, we'll talk as players, but, you know, we'll do that in big group settings and put a plan together. That's going to go down there and let us get the victory, you know, as long as we execute properly. And so, yeah, we'll look for tendencies and we'll do all that together.
James Conner here on 93.7 The Fan. James, now there's a report that Juju Smith-Schuster not only suffered a concussion but injured a knee. And is probably not going to play against the Bengals either. Man, we'll get into some of the ugliness from that game coming up with you in a little bit. But I want to ask you about some of the things that you're seeing with this offense And short yardage seems to be a major area of concern for you guys right now. What do you see as the reason why that part of the offense has been such a bugaboo or problem for you guys this year?
I mean, it all just comes down to execution. You know, we had on fourth and short, third and short. You know, we had a couple issues with, you know, ball placement. Then there was issues, you know, with guys coming off the, you know, off the edge. And so, you know, we had some incomplete passes and some drop passes, a little bit of everything. You know, if you watch the games, you know, you can see what the issue is. So it's just going to take, you know, it's never going to be perfect. That's not an issue. So, yeah, we need to be a lot better on third and short, fourth and short, a little bit of everything. But the only way to you know, get past that is to continue to come to work, continue to execute, continue to put plans together, and just try to execute them well. You know, I continue to be a team on the rise, and there's ups and downs. You know, we have, you know, not good early in the season, a good little run together, and I just lost to the Browns. It doesn't feel good, and so we need to convert on third and short.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.